This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Think Blue Dodgers. Dolphins did a good job replenishing their pass rush. Interior O-line is a concern. Why is it a concern? I don't understand that. They feel they have the guys. You were concerned about Austin Jackson, right? They weren't. I was listening to Joe and Dave Hyde this morning. I got in the car. I was in the car a little over an hour. And I'm listening to them worry about the offensive line and that Patrick Paul's going to sit for a year. And they're like, well, why'd you draft a second-round pick that's not – well, it's called foresight. You know next year you're losing two offensive linemen. Are you going to draft a rookie next year? And then you'll criticize them for drafting a rookie and throwing a rookie in there that wasn't ready. And have you not seen that in the system, Teron Armstead, listen to me now, Teron Armstead, who's now been in the system 2 years, a total of 1.5 because of all the games missed, or 1 1/3, okay? But I heard him say this offseason that now he was comfortable with the system by the end of last season because he didn't really understand everything until, you know, after enough reps, and then it comes to you. That's Teron Armstead, a seasoned veteran, telling you that it took him a little while to adjust to this offense compared to what he used to do at New Orleans. That's a veteran. But see, you got to listen, and you got to understand this game. And then you got to understand why something is done. And so the idea is this young man now gets to learn the system for a year because they're desperately going to need him or Keon next year. So you can't complain about something that makes all the sense in the world when you know that you're going to lose two linemen next year because Armstead's gone and Kendall Lamb is gone. So now you will have Keon, who's grown up. This is his third year now in the system, who's grown up here. And then Patrick Paul will be in his second year in the system next year. And you're hoping one of those guys becomes the opposite tackle to Austin Jackson. You can't complain about something just because you want to create controversy on the air. Because you want to say, no, I want a player for now. And then next year, you're going to be the same person bitching at the team because they drafted whoever Patrick Paul would be next year. And then throw a rookie in there possibly who has never been in the system and doesn't know anything. Where this year, he'll have a whole year. Possibly he could play in some blowouts. Who knows? There might be a couple of injuries he might end up playing. Might get some playing time. Might help him. So this is the kind of stuff that I hear or I read, and then I laugh. And by the way, one of the two guys actually played the game. So, you know. But again, when you have an agenda and you don't like the GM, you have to create whatever you can to try to back your weak argument. So, kind of get where it comes from also. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like this is all I do now. Dalton Risner. Did we not address this a year ago? A year ago. Did we not address this? Is this not the third time he's available where Miami can get him? And because one parrot says it, everybody else starts repeating it. he really does. They don't think in that building that he really kind of is a fit, actually. Even if he played in his zone scheme, they don't really think he excels in that zone scheme. I think I told you this over a year ago. But because others write it, others talk about it, it's repeated. Without actually knowledge. By the way, I heard one of those two, I think it was Hyde, that said, no, I think they decided on Wilkins last year. And I was like, oh, really? It's good that the information we gave here on the show is finally getting around to other people out there. Because, you know, for the last year, all I heard was, no, you got to tag him. He's the heart and soul of the defense. That was the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life, by the way. When inside the building, they don't think that.